Right, and so the coming attractions. Oh, God, he just looks so manly. The coming attractions in most movies, you know, are 5-6 minutes long. They show you all these scenes. These coming attractions just showed you one scene. Shows him blowing out a plate glass window and glaring down the barrel of that gun saying, "Come on, punk. Make my day." Ah, man, all over the theater I heard people reaching for the hydraulics. I mean, it was just an incredible scene, and it's supposed to be out around Christmas time, so I'll be looking forward to it. Sometimes when I go to see those Clint Eastwood movies, I take my little toy Mattel snub-nose 38 with the greeny stick-em caps. And then, you know, when I'm really getting into the movie, I'll stand up like in the middle of it when there's a blazing gun barrel and say, "Look out, Clint, there's one behind you! Blah, 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 blah!" And open fire from row C. Yeah, I just love it. I guess I've often thought, you know, I don't have any kind of leanings. You don't need to question the veracity of my wrists. But if I ever did go gay, I think I'd probably date Clint Eastwood. You know, not saying that he'd date me, but I'm just saying, you know, even though I'm not, I'm just saying that if I did happen to turn gay, I'd probably have an affair with Clint Eastwood. Imagine what it would be like. What it must be like to wake up first thing in the morning, you're smelling that aqua velva. I'd say, Clint, are you awake? And he'd just open one eye and sneer at me up and down. He'd say, "Yeah, I'm awake. What do you want?" "I don't want anything, Clint. I just wanted to know if you slept well and, you know, you had a nice night and some pleasant dreams."
"I don't dream."
"Well, all right. Well, maybe you'd like to take a shower. We can take a shower."
"Are you saying I'm dirty?"
No, I'm not saying you're dirty. I just thought it might be fun to soap up and, you know, we can soap one another up, you know."
"That sounds like a sissy thing to do."
All right. Well, we don't have to soap each other up. I mean, we can just, you know...
"Shut up and make me breakfast. Now move."
"All right. Well, Clint, Jesus, no need to clean your magnum this hour of the morning, really. I mean, Clint, that was my favorite lamp. My mother gave that to us when we first started taking up room together."
"Would you hurry up and make me breakfast? I get real irritable when I gotta wait for my breakfast."
All right, Clint, please, you're demolishing our new home here. Please, just take it easy.
"Do you feel lucky, punk?"
What do you mean, Clint?
"Last night, we did our share of Hubba de Gaga."
"Yeah, remember, Clint."
"And in all the excitement, I can't remember whether I made you squeal like a pig 5 times or 6 times.
Let me see. How many times did I squeal like a pig, boy, Clint? I can't remember either. I'm not sure."
"Do you feel lucky, punk? Do you think I got one more time in me?"
"Well, geez, Clint, I don't know. You don't really have anything to prove. Clint, leave me alone. Clint, please, take it easy.
If you think he's crazy, you ought to see his mama.
Hey!
He's the Grease Man, DC 101.